So, Yeshaya Perik Mem begins, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami Yomer Lekecha. The context was all the really negative and scary nevuahs that Yeshaya Navi was saying regarding Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he now came with a very positive nevuah, and he says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami Yomer Lekecha, that despite the fact that the Beis HaMikdash will one day be destroyed, Yeshaya, of course, didn't witness Churban Beis HaMikdash. He was saying nevuah about something that was going to happen in the future, but he said, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami Yomer Lekecha, that after the Churban, the dust is going to settle, there's going to be a nechama. Dabra Levi Yerushalayim, the Kiru Eilel, Ki Mola Tzva, Ki Nirza Avoyna, Ki Lokcha Miyad Hashem, Ki Flayim Bechol Chatisel. Despite the fact that all these terrible things happened, Molat Tzva, Nirtzo Avoyna, Ki Lokcha Miyad Hashem, Hashem already punished Chai. All the punishments that the Yidden have to have, they already happened at the time of the Churban. And the Navi describes, what was that punishment? Ki Lokcha Miyad Hashem, Ki Flayim Bechol Chatisel. They already got punished double. Double what they already did. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Ki lokcha miyad Hashem kiflayim b'chol katisel. That the door of the Churban got punished kiflayim, twice as much as what they did. So Rashi brings two pshat. The second pshat Rashi says, l'fi pshuta yitokin l'farish. Ki lokcha peronis kiflayim. They did an Avera, and instead of getting the quid pro quo, they got that times two. There was some sort of tashlume keifa that Klal Yisrael God at the time of the Churban. In time, you're going to ask me a question. Does that make sense? HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Kiflayim? Says Rashi, yes. Matzino Mikro Mole. We find the pasuk here, Miyo Perek Tazayin, where Hashem says, V'shilamti Rishoyna Mishnei Avoyna V'chatosam. Hashem sometimes punishes Kiflayim B'chol Chatisel. Obviously, this is something that's Sarach Bir. Number one, what's this idea of Kiflayim B'chol Chatisel? And how do you know when does Hashem pay Kiflayim B'chol Chatisel? When does Hashem not play Kiflayim B'chol Chatisel? And as you would expect, this is very much above a common thing. A ganav that steals pays kefal. Shnayim Yishalim. A gazlan that steals does not pay kefal. What's the difference between a ganav and a gazlan? And why does the ganav pay kefal and the gazlan not pay kefal? So it's a gemara mesechtes above a common that ayin teslam ibeis. Later on, Perek Merubah. Shalu Talmidim as Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh's Talmidim asked their Rebbe the following question. They machmir a Torah beganav yosef ibegazlan. Why do you find that the Torah was more machmir on the ganav than on the gazlan? The ganav pays kefal, the gazlan doesn't pay kefal. Amalem, he told him, zeh hishva kfoit evet l'kfoit koinoi, v'zeh loy hishva kfoit evet l'kfoit koinoi. The gazlan, at the very least, equated the covet of people, the evet, to the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gazlan is the one that goes up to his friend, v'yigzal ganav miyad ha-mitzri, he just takes something away. He doesn't sneak, he doesn't hide, he doesn't do it in the middle of the night. He's not afraid of anybody. So he's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then again, he's not afraid of people either. He was hishve kfoit evet l'kfoit koinoi. The ganav uses cunning methods to try to steal, which means that he's sensitive to not being caught. He's afraid that the police may find him, the authorities, somebody may see him. He's concerned of the kavod evet, and he's not concerned of kfoit koinoi. Zeh loy hishva kfoit evet l'kfoit koinoi. Kaviyochol osa ayin shomata kilo enei roya. Oizen shomata kilo enei shemaz. It's for that reason that he's punished more harshly. That's why the ganav has to pay kefal. The gazlan does not have to pay kefal. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh told us Talmidim, you know why the ganav has to pay kefal? Because the ganav was loy hishva kfoit evet l'kfoit koinoi. To him, the kavod of the evet was more than the covet of Koinoi. He's concerned about what people think. They're the proverbial Evet. But he's not concerned with Kfoik Koinoi. He's not concerned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting. This exchange was between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his Talmidim. There's a well-known Gemara, Brachis Chav Chesam and Beis. Classic. The Gemara says, Kishachol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was lying on his deathbed. Nichnesu Talmidim Levakri. The Talmidim came to Gezeh Nitzach with the Rebbe. They saw that the Rebbe was crying. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rebbe, why are you crying? In a long Gemara, he says, you want to know why I'm crying? Imagine I have a big court case today in front of a melech basav adam, in front of a jury of my peers. I would cry. I would be worried. I'd be concerned. Who knows how this is going to play out? I'm going to stand with the melech malchim malachim kadosh baruch hu. How can I not be concerned? After Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gives them his classic Musa Shmuz, Amru Loi, the Talmid and Torah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbeinu, Barchenu, give us a bracha. Amru Lehem, see, gave him a bracha. You should be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way you're afraid of Bas of Dom. Amalei Talmidav, his Talmidav said, Adkan, this is the ganzer, bro. You land on your deathbed. This is the last thing you can impart in your Talmidav. This is what you have to say. Amalei, halavai teidon. Halavai you should be zoichet to this. Gishadam, oivir aveir, oimer shleiran yadam. Because how many times do people do an aveir and they say, I hope no one's watching. If they would think that way about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would never come to do aveiros. It would seem that this was something that was very near and dear to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, a message that he was trying to impart upon his Talmidim. This was the final bracha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gives his Talmidim. This is exactly what he told him here. Shalu Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What's Pshat in the Ganav? Rabbi Yochanan took out his classic Musar Shmuz, and he told him it's related to this idea. This idea that a person, if he would treat his HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way he treats and has fear and respects Bas of Adam, if he would be mashva, at the very least, kvoit koinoi, likvoit avdoi, he would be a whole different person. There would be an entirely different Yerushalayim. But either way, the aside of why the Ganav pays kefel is because he was lehishva, kvoit koinoi, likvoit avdoi. There's a Gemara, Mesechtes Tainis, Dafei Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there quotes a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu Perek Beis, where Yirmiyahu says nevuah about the state of the union at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rav Nachum, Amalei Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak. Ma'idich said, what's pshat in the pasuk? Yirmiyahu Perek Beis that says Kishtayim Rois Asa Ami. Tartan Avet. Did the Yidden do two averus at the time of the Churban? Esrim Varbo Avon. There were 24 averus that they did. Amalei. So he told them, Achim Rav Yechon. This is what I heard. Shem Rav Yechon. Achasi. Yirmiyahu was referring to one big time avera that the Yidden did that ultimately caused the Beis Hamikdash. And that one avera was shkula kishtayim. It was like two. What was that avera? Umay niyu avodah zara. Dichsiv kishtayim rois aso ami oisi ozvu makor mayim chayim lachzivs lehem boiris boiris nishpam. That pasuk over there in Yirmiyahu Perek Beis. So Yirmiyahu is talking about what the Yidden were doing at the time of the Churban. He says kishtayim rois aso ami. They did two averas, which Rabbi Yochanan said is really one avera that's like two averas. What's this one aver that's like two averes? Oisi ozvu mekor mayim chayim. They left me, says HaKadosh Baruch. I'm a mekor mayim chayim, a source of life. They walked away from me. In exchange for what? Lachzif lahem boiris boiris nishban. For boiris, wells that are nishborim, that are broken, asher lo yechilu hamayim. Rashi says, what are the two averes? Had the Yidden left HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that's equivalent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would have been one aver. You left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something that's so inferior to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Makar Mayim Chayim, and you're leaving that for Beirois, Beirois Nishban, that's one Avera, Aveda Zara, but it's Shtayim Ra'os Aso Ami. It's one Avera that's Shokol to two Averas. The Yisoid of the Averas of Klal Yisrael at the time of the Churban, the Iker Aver, which ultimately destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Ki Yaduah, was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Gilarai Shvich HaZaman. It was Avodah Zarah, which is an Aver that Shokul Kishnayim. If Kishtayim Rois Aso Ami, Oisi Ozvu Mekor Mayim Chayim, Lach Tzoyv Lohem, Boirois Boirois Nishpam. If you think about it a little bit deeper, what really is Yirmiyahu HaNavi saying? He's saying exactly what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said. The Yidin were like Hishva. To them, the Avodah Zarah was put on a pedestal. The Bayer is Bayer's Nishbam. But as I relate to HaKadosh Baruch, they didn't care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oisi Ozvu, but not just Oisi Ozvu. They weren't even mashed for me, like Kvayt Avdoi. Kvayt Avdoi, the Bayer's Nishbam. That they're worshipping, that they're putting all their faith into. But as relates to me, the Makar Naim Chaim, that not. That's Kishtayim Rois Asuami. The pasuk that says ki lokcha miyad Hashem kiflayim b'chol chat Yisrael. You know why the Yidden got kefil? Because the Yidden did the same exact aver that the Ganav did. The Ganav is pays kefil. Why? Because he's like hishva kvoid avdoi l'kvoid koinoi. Because the Ganav shows his maisig and eva is a manifestation of saying that I don't care about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but I do care about people, I care about the neighbors, I care about the authorities, I'm afraid of everybody, I'm just not afraid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the worst thing you can do. And you know what? Your punishment is when you do that, you pay kefil. You know why? Because that's kishtayim rois asalami. It's achas shishkula kishtayim. Oisi ozvu, you don't care about me? Of makar mayim chayim, lachzus lahem boiros boiros nishpam. You worried about the boss of Adam? You worried about the avodah zara? You worried about the eved? All these people that really don't have any power, klal yisrael in this man of the churban. That's this pasuk in Yirmiyahu. We're over this idea. They violated this concept of oisi ozu makar mayim chayim, lachzus lahem boiros boiros nishpam. The punishment was ki lochem yad Hashem kiflayim b'chol chatei sel. So the Yidden did the avera of the Ganev at the time of the Churban, and just like the Ganev, Shnayim Yishalim Yipes Kefal, Klal Yisrael too, Ki Yotcha Miyad Hashem, Kefly Bechol Chat Yisrael. Perhaps just to add to that, Rabbi Yechem and Zakir was of course the manik of Klal Yisrael at the time of Churban by Yisheni, the Gemara, Sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, which relates so much to Rabbi Yechem and Zakir. Some say he was the Nasi, others say he was the last Kohen Gadol. I am to say that there is. Rabbi Yechem and Zakir was certainly the leader of the Jewish people at the time. And it seems that just like at the time of Churban by Yisrishin, the times of Yirmiyahu, the times of the Nevuahs, anyways, of Yeshaya, who is describing Churban by Yisrishin, he described Kishtayim Rois Aso Ami. And it's for that reason, Kilokhami Yad Hashem, Kefraim Mechol Chatisel, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai seem to have been reliving this to the point that as he's lying on his deathbed, he tells his people, they say, Rabbeinu Barchenu, his bracha is, Halavai Shatei Meira Basav, but Meira Shemayim, Kumeira Basav Adam. This was Rabbi Yechem and Zakai's pet peeve, but either way, above a kama de gebir in why Kilokhem Yad Hashem Kiflai Mechol Chatisel, it's some sort of Tashlume Kefal. These are the sugyas that we're learning here in Perek Merub.